sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's not related to the elbow?
No. Well, as in now, no.
Yeah. And it must not be connected to the cold either, because it was the cold night was the time. There's no weather issue with this then.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's going through tests today. We'll have more probably after the game or tomorrow.
What's your level of concern on him?
I was concerned when I heard about it on Sunday, about this start. So for me, obviously, his health is most important. And the more we know about this situation, the better it's going to be for him and obviously for the team.
Important thing there. Couple of important things. Dan Shaughnessy with Alex Cora pregame last night. The team has known since Sunday that Rick Porcello was going to go tonight, right? I mean, it put that start in jeopardy. So as of Sunday, Porcello was on notice. Hey, you could be going Wednesday night in the Bronx. Heads up. Your schedule may be different. So he knew by what? No later than Monday.
Well, I'm sure the whole team now is trained to make sure when you see Yankees up there, whether home or away, 21 is probably not going to be there.
David,
or 24. Sorry.
David Price is starting, 21. So be ready to start in case he can.
Yeah, 2-4 won't be there, guys.
So here's the thing. Porcello has no excuse that he's on short notice that he was pitching tonight.
Big hunk
he
of
knew.
Poo.
He knew. And Porcello's been great, by the way. He's been fabulous.
Rooting for that guy tonight. I am. Rooting for that guy tonight.
So Rick Porcello gets the start for the Red Sox tonight. A couple of other things in there. Number one, Dan Shaughnessy doing a hell of a job.
Yeah.
As always.
That's Dan's guy, 24.
Big Dave Price guy.
Asking
Dave
him about, well, it couldn't be a weather thing.
He's in here tomorrow, right?
Start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shaughnessy will be with us tomorrow.
Can't wait. Dan's guy.
Yeah. Can we just play back the start of that again? I want to hear this again. It was so good. The exchange was so good.
It's not related to the elbow?
No. Well, as in now, no.
Yeah, and it must not be connected to the cold either, because it was the cold night was the time. There's no weather issue with this then.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's going through tests
non-answer.
Today.
Okay, non-answer. We got a first
avoided the question. Or tomorrow.
Avoided the question.
Got a little tap dance by Cora there.
He avoided the question there. He also, when asked about the elbow, said, not as of now.
We could add that.
So
we could add that to make it look good.
He's leaving the door open for them to make it. I shouldn't say make it, to tell us what's actually going on. If it's the elbow, which I
may know what it is.
I think that's what it could
be. The best medical people in the world here covering these teams and dealing with the teams. They know exactly what's going on.
You know, whether you're Chris Mason, who wrote the story with Price, or you're anybody else that covers that team, or any fan, period. Tell me why you believe David Price, if you do. Why? Why do you believe this guy? Why do you believe anything that he says?
I don't know, but we could go back to every single year this guy's pitched and look at the pitch count, look at the innings pitched, and look where it was, what the weather was, what you want, and he's been trying to tell you he's been dealing with this forever. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, last 3 weeks, it's a big issue.
Big issue.
Yeah. Look at the team he's pitching against, folks. Guy's not good in big spots anymore. Don't really know if he has been here. And it'll get you some wins during the regular season, but you know how that's going to go. He ain't going anywhere. How much is on the table? 120? 127? What's the number? Yeah, he's opting out. Not. You are stuck with this guy. Line to bed you make, man.
You know when you'll believe him, Beetle?
When?
What? When he has Tommy John surgery. That's when I'll believe him.
Yeah.
Why?
But I think it's all about the elbow. I think it's all related to the elbow.
Okay, but that means that he wasn't telling the truth the entire time.
Then he completely lied
to
you
about
dealing with
this. That means all this stuff
about he might not know it's about the elbow, but I think if they find, you know what, this numbness is because of the elbows screwed up, and you're feeling it more now than you used to because the elbow was screwed up and we didn't have surgery to fix it. We just elected rest instead. I wouldn't be shocked.
Okay, if they tell you at some point, if someone makes the... It gives you a description of this that includes, yeah, he had numbness in the hand because of the issues with the elbow that really should have been fixed a year ago. Mm. Okay. All right, then. But I just think that someone's not telling us the truth. It's so vague. And, you know, so little information.
You can tell Cora knows more than he wants to put out there because he is so brutally honest with everything that he answers, and that's what we like about Cora.
And someone from the
team...
Hey,
I screwed up, you know?
Whether it be Cora or be Dombrowski,
whoa.
Someone has to explain what the hell happened a month ago when they sent him for these tests, when they were out in Anna. What happened there? And why were you not more thorough or more proactive in getting whatever other tests could be done that are apparently being done today?
Yeah, some medical guy's ass is going to be on the line.
Where's the team doctor again? Yeah. I mean, are we having medical
Dombrowski's
issues again?
Used HIPAA before. Don't look past him
as
doing it again.
As a cop-out. As a lazy cop-out.
They'll do anything to protect this guy. They're in spin damage control now. So they've known since Sunday. And they've kept it from you.
Such a joke.
Anticipated them losing last night and that this guy was going to be on the hook for the swing game, and he's not available.
Do you know when HIPAA went into effect?
Typical.
You know how long? It's 15 years that that's been a thing. Have baseball teams been not telling you injuries for 15 years, citing HIPAA? Have you heard anybody else cite HIPAA other than Dave Dombrowski? Have you ever heard that? I don't ever recall.
Do you know why you would do it, though?
Because you don't want to tell anybody what's actually going on. Because you would want to avoid any sort of talk or accountability. That's why.
It's nice to have the Bruins
today. Or you don't want your fans to look at you and say, the hell's wrong with you?
Isn't that what the greatest thing is?
But it's the patient. It's not the team. It's the patient. Oh, please. If the patient wants it out there, then the team can put it out there.
Yeah, Ellsbury did. He had the notes, right? Go get the notes. Front and back MRI. I mean, we've been through this how many times with how many different players with this team. But that's the nice thing about the end of the hockey season. Yeah, you hate hockey being
over.
Can
an NFL player...
At least you understand what guys play through.
Can an NFL player who's injured say, no, don't put my injury on the report? Yeah. I mean, let's talk about what goes on and what's accepted practice in professional sports.
Well, the Gronkowski's use a HIPAA law.
That if you're hurt in a playing-related injury, that the injury is typically revealed. Get out of here with your HIPAA. Please. I put that all on Dombrowski, not on the player.
Pathetic.
A joke.
Can't believe we're doing this again with this guy. Can't believe it again.
I can. It's entirely in line with who he is.
Thought it was
and
different
what his career
year.
Here has been.
Were you really shocked to hear this yesterday, Zoe?
Yes. Floored.
Really? Nobody was
really?
Shocked. I don't think anybody. You might have been the only one then.
We were at my kid's baseball
left.
Game. I got the alert on my phone when Tom sent the text, and word started to spread. And I'm going to say, I can't say on air what even parents were talking about with this guy. And it's just laughing stock. The guy's a laughing stock here. $31 million for this.
I don't know if you caught Alex Spears. Alex Spears has a story today. Brian Johnson claims he had the same thing.
Oh, HIPAA. No, don't talk about it.
Says he had a nerve issue that created the same set of circumstances for him with the numbing stingies.
Yeah, but he went to see a shrink and stuff.
Yeah,
he also had
oh, you think this one
mental things that needed to be worked out, which apparently he has, and good for him.
How's Astro get his belly rubbed?
He got carjacked or something,
fingers.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't like a sports psychology thing. It was he had some mental health things that he had to work through, which he did. So good.
Oh, good for
him. That wasn't at all related to him as a baseball player. That's not like, oh, it's all between his ears. He can't pitch. No, this was something entirely different. But he's talking about a nerve irritation that caused numbness and sensations and feelings. And so he's now backing up David Price. He's saying that it's challenging to pitch under such conditions. Again, when we don't even really know if that's what David Price has, because nobody knows what the hell they did a month ago. And today the Red Sox are going to have to give us some sort of update. There will be some sort of update from Cora today, because that's what he promised when he spoke yesterday. So they're looking for it. We'll learn more today. Your thoughts on David Price? I can't believe you were surprised, Zoe.
Totally surprised.
Surprised?
Totally surprised.
So what did you think he was yesterday? And so when you heard the news, you were surprised. Do you think he was an Iron Man?
No.
No other issues going
on? I was just looking forward to him getting knocked out in the second inning or whatever. Stantonian home run. Give me something. Can't even get that.
David Price.
Unavailable against the Yankees.
Yeah, Price being unavailable is not surprising. Yeah, I was not surprised by it.
Hey, we got so excited about playing Wiggy that we did not complete our duties to give away.
Whoops.
Yet another 4-pack of passes.
For Mother's Day brunch.
For the Mother's Day brunch boat cruise in Boston Harbor.
On the boat.
I'll tell you what we'll do. When we come back.
Okay, we'll do that then.
We will give those away. We'll give that 4-pack of tickets to the boat cruise, Mother's Day brunch cruise. We'll give that away. And
We're going to get to a little bit of last night's game, including the umpire working the plate in last night's Red Sox-Yankees game, and Alex Cora's decision not to use a pinch hitter. We'll get to that and the giveaway next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You're going to start using more than tonight.
Yeah, in a few spots. It's just the spot, you know. It's kind of hard just to burn him in certain situations. But we thought about it. Him, even Brock. So they were ready. I think at the end, man at first, no one out. It's a tough one just to go ahead there. But I think the situation didn't come up for him to go out and hit.
Minor annoyance from last night's game, 3-2 win for the Yankees to tie it up in the American League East.
Kept my ass awake.
Really didn't love that Alex Cora didn't want to pinch hit for anybody in that game. Let Jackie Bradley Jr. hit in the 7th and the 9th.
He's been so good as of late.
And really doesn't have a reason to not pinch hit for him. Doesn't have a good reason
he's
behind it.
He's had great numbers against him.
I don't care about that.
He was 2-for-3. Like, big sampling.
This is where I just get away from the numbers and the stats. Tell me how the guy's playing right now.
What's a feel? What's your feel for the game? You know, like when you're sitting there, you're managing, you're watching it, you see the dynamic, you see the guy's hanging his head.
I don't get that.
He doesn't feel it right now.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a 4-pack of passes to treat mom to a delicious brunch, live music, and
it's a meatloaf.
A 2-hour cruise with amazing views of Boston Harbor aboard the Odyssey Boston. Book your cruise today at entertainmentcruises.com. Caller 10, contest line only. The umpire last night being mic'd up in Yankee Stadium was terrific. Really, some fabulous audio that we've had some fun with today.
Yeah.
Devers next, hitting a 260 with half a dozen.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, he'll let you know back there. Gary Cederstrom.
Gary Cederstrom was the umpire last night. I don't know which member of his crew will be behind the plate tonight.
And a little dribbler and a foul ball.
Hello.
Zoe was in his living room and was rattled by this last night.
I thought he was outside because I had the windows open. Nice night. Cool breeze coming through. I thought he's in there. Hey, I'm barking for your window. Fumble.
So we didn't play this earlier, but when Devers came up for his first at-bat, I heard this in the background.
Rafi.
Who's talking?
Now, that just sounds like a weird dude standing behind your couch.
Rafi.
Thank you.
Rafi. What?
I thought there was somebody in my formal living room.
Like, who's there? You leave the door open.
Ball.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
You've heard an umpire call the ball every time?
Nope. Not every time, but not unusual to say
nope.
Hey, speaking of Devers, I don't want to say I'm calling this, but we could be seeing the start of a slump for him. He's hitless in his last three games. Did you see some of his swings last night? Anyone? Did anyone pick up on this?
I mean, I don't notice anything different with the swings.
I saw a swing in the 9th against Chapman. It looked pretty good.
What are you picking at with the swing?
I thought there were times last night where he looked like his bat was nowhere near the ball when he was swinging and missing.
Oh, like Stanton a month ago?
Just something to keep an eye on. He had a couple of strikeouts last night. He's hitless in his last three games. 0 for his last 12.
Hoo-ah!
Oh, but he breaks
but
out
again,
of that.
Against Chapman?
No, I'm just talking about in the game overall. He had more than just the at-bat in the 9th against Chapman. No, I thought his night. I didn't think he had a good night at the plate, is what I thought.
Yeah, because I don't know how anybody gets the bat on those fastballs that Chapman's throwing.
Well, he's the guy to do it. I mean, he had the home run last year against Chapman.
I know, but it amazed me. You got to start swinging before the ball's released and just hope.
Devers has a violent swing. 617-779-0985. The umpire was great, including the balk on the balk call.
Nope.
The balk. Back to the balk. Good call, too. What are you watching?
Oh, Wiggy. Sorry.
Oh, you're watching a Wiggy video.
I didn't see it. So I was watching it.
Wiggy responded with a threat, by the way.
What's his threat?
Oh, Jesus.
Y'all about to get, and then there's a gif of Debo.
Debo's saying, like, that's my bike, punk. So it doesn't, even that doesn't work.
So Jermaine's going to come in and steal my gold chain.
Well, the Debo line from Friday is...
I'll get up all in his ass. I mean,
it's not even Debo's line.
You don't want me to pop no cap in your ass now.
It's Smokey who says, you got knocked the...
Bleep out!
Out. So then Wiggy...
Mama gave me that
trying
chain.
Trying to play along underneath our audio of goofing on him for talking about his studio.
Yeah.
Jermaine Wiggins, y'all about to get, and then the gif of Debo says, that's my bike, punk. So you all about to get, that's my bike, punk.
So I'm going
to
get a new bike.
You...
Thanks, Wiggy. Wiggy can't even jiff it.
In the hallway after his show,
decided
to take a video through the glass window looking at the work that was going on.
Oh, that's our show. Sorry, that's our show.
I didn't know what you were playing.
That was wild.
What are you doing, dude?
Apparently,
your computer's going crazy.
What? Right, apparently,
now
what?
It. Now we got it. No, apparently, you can anything that comes from the Sports Hub app. You know how we talk about the app, how it just starts playing when you open it up?
Yes.
Anything related to it will just start playing. Got to be real careful.
Check out our new studio.
There it is.
It's coming along. Should be in there this summer sometime. New studio for Hot 96.9. Sports Hub think they're getting it, but that ain't happening.
Nothing is.
The joke is he's going to steal the studio.
Right.
The studio.
The studio.
Yeah. The studio.
Check out our new studio.
Right.
There's a girl that's on his mind. All the time.
Do you think we're going to be welcomed in our new building by everyone
that
worked there prior to
this?
6 months
from now? No. When's it done? 6 months?
You walk in the building and you got yourself a brand new studio and you got four existing stages. We're like, oh.
You know what I'm doing?
Oh, new studio, huh? Oh, must be nice.
A new studio.
New studio. Nice new
studio. It's coming along.
Nice.
Should be in there. This summer, sometime.
I think we should have some sort of ambassador.
It's coming
Maybe it'll
along.
Be Zo. Station ambassador.
Studio. Should be in there.
I ain't been in there yet.
This summer, sometime.
This summer, sometime.
Got a strong arm outside of there.
Studio.
I know, I'm walking. I'm saying, hey. Where's Martha? I don't see Martha. I'm going in. I get all these emails from Martha. I think
maybe you should be the guy.
I like being kept up to date. What's going on in the company?
It'll be either Zoe or Maz.
Maz.
That get voted ambassador.
I'll go because Maz.
Sports Hub ambassador. I think Maz is a good.
Just someone to stand in front of all of us and speak for the group.
No. Someone to kind of.
Maz bites his nails all the time, though. He's like nervous Nelly.
Promote us. With the people that are there, you know, are standing
in
the building.
Right now, you're absolutely right, though. With the new studios being built and all this hoopla being made, they're...
Jealous of us.
Yes, they are.
They are.
They're all jealous of us.
You sure
didn't
have somebody
call
in and defend them.
I mean...
Good phone.
He's got those nice track phones from Walmart.
And now we have... This just happened. This is happening live in our studio. As I said, we're reaching the end of this studio's life. There's a large... translucent spider walking across the table in front of Hardy. And now we've lost eyes on him. He's under the table somewhere.
Ew.
That's good. Guess we must have stopped, you know, spraying for pests at some
Stop
point.
Vacuuming.
Can we can we get some pest control in the studio that we're only going to be in for 2 more months?
That ain't happening.
Yeah. Okay, well.
All right.
Nope.
Please? Can we get that?
That ain't happening.
All right.
Nope.
All right.
David in Florida. Hey, David.
Greetings.
Hi.
Greetings.
Greetings. Happy Tuesday. Happy Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, Dave.
Wednesday, Dave.
Yeah, right now I'm battling I-95. 95 down here is pretty pretty congested. How's 95 up in Boston?
Oh, it's fine. Clear as a bell.
Yeah.
Wide open.
Wide ass open.
Spread out a picnic lunch on 128, 95 anywhere right now.
There you go. Right at the Western Tolls, huh?
There you go.
I got to tell you now, today is May 9th, and the honeymoon is officially over with Alex Cora. Honeymoon is over.
You think you're fed up with Cora?
No, he's just saying we're going to be more critical of him.
We got to be more critical
because he's given non-answers. Yes. He's not.
He doesn't know.
Fulfilling.
No.
Job is the non-answer about pinch hitting last night. You heard that?
Okay, I thought you were talking about the price.
That was a non-answer.
I thought you were talking about the price stuff.
And he avoided the question about the cold on price. Okay, I'll give him that. I'll give you leeway of a day.
He literally doesn't. He doesn't know.
He's numb and stinging.
We don't know why.
He couldn't
come up with
a good reason why he didn't pinch hit in a 3-2 game in New York last night. He had no reasoning behind it.
Now, had they won, and they asked why didn't you pinch hit there, he could have given his feel good answer, which he gave during after a win a few weeks ago, where he said, "I made a mistake, but everything was okay," and we all loved him for it.
Well, now things are getting tight, and he's actually managing in important games. These are important games.
When you lose a game, and maybe you could have done better with a different managerial decision, you can't have that kind of answer anymore.
Just saw a story pop up a few minutes ago.
He didn't.
Related to Peter King, who left Sports Illustrated this week. Mm-hmm. He almost left one time before, he revealed today, and it was related to Deflategate.
Ooh.
Yes. I'll tell you about that story coming up after headlines.
Good. Sports Hub Headlines.
It's a game 5 at the TD Garden tonight between the Celtics and Sixers. Green with a 3-1 series lead in the best of 7. We'll get the latest from Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell at 7:30. Tip off just after 8 o'clock here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We already know Shane Larkin is not going to play tonight. He's very, very sore with his shoulder injury. Sox lost to the Yankees 3-2 last night in New York. Rick Porcello will be getting the start in the middle game of the set tonight. Not David Price, who went back to Boston yesterday to have his numb hand looked at. Clean out day for the Bruins. And also revealing some of the injuries that they've been dealing with for Riley Nash. It's been concussion issues. Jake DeBrusk, an AC joint sprain and a separated shoulder. Torrey Krug, we knew, had the ankle injury, but to what degree? Turns out it's broken. He's going to be in a boot for 2 months, but should be ready to go for camp. Headlines are brought to you by Fitchburg State University. Online and on-campus summer sessions start May 29th and July 9th. Register at fitchburgstate.edu/summer. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no. Don't wanna misplay. Put on no display. An angel, no, but I know my way. Oh, yeah.
Peter King was on a podcast today on The Athletic talking about leaving Sports Illustrated after 29 years. 29 years, one job. He's not going to work for NBC full-time. And he's, you know, talked about this in his column. He's talked about it on Twitter. And I think it was sort of, you know, predicted that he might leave and do this. And so he did. Also during the course of this podcast, he revealed that he was willing to resign over his mistake in his reporting related to Deflategate. How about that? Here's the quote. He said, "If I were a person looking at me, I would say you've done two things that were really wrong and that they both have been in favor of the NFL. And I would understand that. I got a significant fact in the Ray Rice case wrong when he visited the league office and had his hearing. And then I got a significant fact wrong when I confirmed Chris Mortensen's story about the footballs being more than 2 pounds under pressure.
In both cases, I admitted it. In one case, the Patriots case, I offered my resignation to Sports Illustrated editor Chris Stone, and they said no. But I would have resigned, because that is something you cannot get wrong. I got it wrong. I deserve all the criticism for that that comes my way.
Wow. I remember...
He also added quickly, when I think of my career at SI, those are the two things I'm ashamed of, because that can't happen. You can't get facts like that wrong.
I remember we were playing out in Denver, and he was out covering the game, and he ended up going to one of those Patriot fan rally parties. And I went down there, and he was just sitting in the back, and he said, "Hey, come here. Let me ask you a question about this Deflategate stuff. This stuff really didn't matter, did it?" I said, "No." I said, "Pete, I've been around football my whole life. I said, never tested PSI."
Well, he's going to
he
a
goes,
very
but, he goes, I just
unbiased,
can't. No, but he's
right
like,
down the middle source. No, I'm talking
like,
to you.
No, but I'm serious. Like, I've told you about this. Does it really matter? Does it matter now? And they got all the PSI squared now. Guy's pretty good. I don't see any precipitous drop in play. He's actually gotten better. And I'm like, man, it's just like now you got to measure stuff. He goes, just never thought it would come to this. Never thought it would get this big. And full well known that he was part of that, you know, doubling down on the report of, you know, the 12 and 11 of the 12 were.
So the offering to resign part,
that's extreme.
You could have quit.
They quit?
No one's, you know, oh, they said no. Well, you could have said, too bad, I resign, I walk right out the door, I'm too ashamed.
Yeah, I need to
so
do something else.
Don't tell me that. Yeah. But I would like to say that this should serve as an example for Chris Mortensen. We didn't ever talk about Peter King getting the reporting wrong, ever. No. You know why? Because he came out soon thereafter and said, I blew it. I was wrong.
Owned it.
This is wrong of me. I apologize. He said all the things that he said now then, which is, I'm ashamed of this. I shouldn't get these things wrong. And that's on me. You should criticize me. You can't afford to get these facts wrong when you're a journalist. And he did it like within a month.
Yeah, he did.
Meanwhile, Chris Mortensen just wouldn't give in.
Left the post.
I bleeped it up and that I was wrong. He just wouldn't admit it. And then later on would go so far as say, I wasn't wrong. Well, no, you were.
Well, how about making up the lies that the owner and the owner's son called him, which they told you on a pregame show. Jonathan Kraft and Robert Kraft called me to apologize.
Oh, remember that part? Oh, that lunacy.
I was in Carolina when I was listening to you do the pregame in a preseason game.
That's right.
Jonathan says, no one ever picked
He's
up
like,
the phone call.
That didn't happen.
That lies. Yes. You talk about two guys that handle the same exact situation differently. You know, look how people view him. Mortensen around here is dead. And to whether you think he's a good reporter or not, everything he's done in his career up to this point, he may have been a great reporter. You don't really take anything he says.
It was just so careless and so lazy of ESPN to leave it up for as long as they did to have that line about...
Well, how about...
I don't mind them leaving it up, though.
Oh, I do.
I don't.
When the...
The line that said
the investigation found the footballs were inflated 2 pounds per square inch below what's required by NFL regulations, blah, 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 blah. And you leave that up for months and months, over a year after it was known and proven to be false. That's lazy, and that's... That's the biggest error.
Put an editor's note above it.
Right.
And say, this has been proven to be bullcrap. I don't like the scrubbing of the record when it comes to, when you're a journalist
but
and you're doing stories.
Right. Okay. They didn't
just tell you it's bullcrap.
They
it's
didn't
fine.
Do either one for
right.
months.
What they
months
did,
over a year.
They
How long was it up there, Beetle? You remember this? We talked about
it. Dude, they protected him. Remember when he kept reporting on stuff, but they protected him with Schefter. Schefter piggybacked all his reporting, and it was tagged together. They didn't keep them separate.
All I'm saying is you can't drop a bomb. You can't drop a bomb like that and then pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, they tried to get him
like
up and running.
You've
got
to almost keep it there and then add to it by saying, we were proven wrong. This is wrong. It's still here if you want to read it.
And they finally did put that line up there. This story has been clarified. Read below.
Yeah, but it took them a year, like 18 months. It took them far too long. But he's saying that he offered to resign. Why didn't just go ahead then? They can't stop you from resigning.
Right.
Just do it. Go
just
for it.
Do it.
Say you're going to do it and mean it.
Yeah. Just adding a little more drama to the history of Peter King. Oh, there's times I dig Pete, and there's times I just take it for what it's worth.
What does that mean?
He's a good writer. I mean, talk to Brett Favre. I'm the only one that got it, and I'm in the, the ankle is swollen. The drama of the, some of the reporting that he does. They're like, I'm the only one that could get this. And, I don't know. Can't do that. Thank God we're not on TV.
You think that? Yeah, don't do that.
Ooh.
Don't do that. That's an inappropriate gesture.
Right here.
Inappropriate, by all accounts.
Thank you.
I assume we've got some pretty good takeaways coming up.
Oh! If you like Phil Collins, you're going to love it.
I think you should want to stick around if you like Sue Studio.
Hoo-ah!
And the Brad Stevens interview. Questions from Zoe and Brad Stevens interview.
Do we have any of the rehearsal questions in the takeaways today?
No. We're going to get to the actual interview.
The actual question. Okay.
All right. We'll do all that coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Okay, time now for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. Take away your excess weight with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss provider of the Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox.
The Brockton Rocks. What?
The Bo Sox.
Hometown 9.
Local 9.
Brought to you by baseball.
Oh, sports.
All right, let's get to Zoe today on a number of fronts. How about him singing today? That was special.
I requested this as it happened. I believe we're going to listen to his rendition of a U2 song. Do we have the a cappella version of it by any chance, Jim, or is this with accompaniment?
Which song was it?
Play the whole thing. I believe this was entirely.
I don't even know.
It's Mysterious Ways.
Mysterious Ways, that's right.
Gonna take a walk with my sisters in town. And away like love to lease up the moon.
I made out the first part.
The lyrics that...
I gotta take a walk because my sister's in town.
Okay, here's the lyrics. Here are the actual lyrics. The lyrics are, Johnny, take a walk with your sister, the moon.
Gonna take a walk with my sisters in town. Sister's in town.
Yeah, let her
It's a nice day out, so take your sister for a walk.
Let her pale light in to fill up your
room. Tasty looking kid. And the way light up to lease up the moon.
To lease up the moon.
Right. Me and Wiggy are going to eventually make songs
to lease up the moon.
Sister's in town, and I don't wear pajamas when she's got her nightgown. See, the cool thing about the moon. Take a walk with my sister's in town. You can get the moon $29.99 a month with $3,500 down for 24 months.
What?
Lease the moon.
Lease up the
moon. And away like love to lease up the moon.
To fill up the room, to fill up your room, turn to lease up the room.
Lease up the room. The sun's in the sky. I like cherry pie. And I'm gonna have a slice. But I'm not, and don't know right. why. On your knees, kid. It's all free,
good.
Floyd.
That's good. That's real good.
That wasn't the only music we had today, though.
No.
Actually, why don't we hold off on the other music?
You want to hold off on that
one? Let's go to Zoe talking to Stevens.
We
practiced the opening question. We went to the break prior to the interview. Was Zoe saying he was going to ask about either McConnell or Shane Larkin. He had a good question on each. He was going to flip a coin, and then we started the interview. Hi, Brad.
What's up, guys?
Oh, nothing, Coach. I'm just breaking my balls about the awful questions that I open these interviews up with to you, but I'm ready to go today. I know. How about that?
You're being kind. You're being kind.
What do you have for me today?
Well, you got Larkin out, right? It seems like we're talking about these injuries each and every time, and then with the increased minutes of what McConnell's doing for them, and he gets inserted into the lineup. Who replaces Larkin, and how do you combat what McConnell's been able to do for them? Answer that one, Coach.
First, that's that is the question of the day. That's the big question. So,
Question of the day.
Yeah, which one?
Yes. Yeah, I asked him. I said, which one? He said, well, they're both the questions of the day.
Right. On both.
He covered for Zoe.
No, you guys laughed too early. You guys didn't let Zoe finish.
You guys are a-holes.
Okay, Jim.
Jim.
All right, Jim.
No, we didn't, Jim. We laughed.
The debate was,
look at each
How
other
How do you not
laughing?
Understand why that was funny?
We had two questions that we had it narrowed down to. He was either going to ask about Larkin or McConnell.
And he combined them and asked about both.
He thought about it during the break, and he said, well, they kind of combined together.
Just told me to do both.
It's still funny. It's still funny.
Jim told me to combine both.
Jim told you to do that?
No, we were workshopping back here.
Workshopping it in the other room. But combine it. Tag it with it.
Somehow you and I are wrong in this, Hardy.
Yeah,
somehow we're the bad guys.
Right. No.
Play the musical stuff.
Yeah, let's get to the music, Hardy.
Okay.
Well, take a walk with my sisters in town.
She's coming to town. Hadley's graduation.
My sister is in town.
She'll be in town. Hadley's graduation's coming up. She's coming in for it.
Very nice of her.
Might lease the moon that night.
Because my sister's in town. Yeah. When I have too much to drink, all she does is frown. So I leave the house, quiet like a mouse. Walk around the block and hope that they all go to bed before I get home so I can drink some more on your knees, boy.
On your knees, boy.
Wiggy posted on Twitter today a video of him coveting our new studio.
Totally unedited.
Check out our new studio. It's coming along.
It sure is.
Should be in there this summer sometime. New studio for Hot 96.9. Sports Hub think they're getting it, but that ain't happening.
Because they jell of us.
That's right.
Jell of us.
Right. But he is right. He was looking at the new, what do you call it?
Check out our new studio.
Yeah. So
talked to a couple people. They said they will have to be on alert to make sure he doesn't wander off much when we are in a new building. It's going to be hard to lure him back into his studio.
Into his studio.
His studio.
Check out our new studio. It's coming along. Should be in there this summer sometime. Coming along. Studio. Should be in there this summer sometime. Now she don't even know my name. Or if she lets me drive the scene. Studio. New studio for Hot 96.9. Sports Hub think they're getting it, but that ain't happening.
See, Sports Hub think they're getting it.
Right. Well,
yeah, he came back at us with another reply on Twitter. A video?
Yeah, he threatened to Devo us.
Because something about the bike?
Studio.
Yeah, we posted the audio, and then he said something like... I don't know. He tried to say you're going to get Debo, but he posted a GIF of Debo saying, that's my bike.
Posted the wrong GIF of Debo.
He just needed an image. The image would have been fine.
Jermaine in East Boston on the line here on Zolak and Bertrand. Jermaine.
Yo!
Hey, listen, if you're going to crack on my boy Wiggy, you better have somebody call in and defend him. All I know is the game's not...
Good job. Good defense. Really.
Take the phone out of your neck.
I mean, if you were a lawyer, I'd hire you.
Yep. You think it's one of those track phones where you pull the antenna out of it? You know, it's plastic, but you pull that little antenna up.
StarTAC Motorola. Yeah.
$29.99. Throw it away when you're done. They can't track the number.
You open up the packaging. You got to go to the emergency room for 27 stitches by the time you get that vacuum sealed plastic
undone.
Why can't
you open that?
Well, I didn't make it like that on purpose.
Jesus. All kids' toys coming in. I'm gonna
nice clamshell phone you got there, boss.
Hey, joining us next, Al Sagoon from Popeye. Let's bring him into the program.
Shut up,
that's right. That's right. That'll be fun once we're all there in the same building, huh?
Oh, yeah. Again, what are we doing? We're sending Maz
check
over?
Out our new studio.
I think Maz should be the ambassador. You know, he generally makes friends with everybody. And I think would be a good representation.
He always has a blue shirt on.
He's very even keel. Yeah. Everybody
he's
likes
very
Maz.
Considerate. Did you see Maz's lawnmower commercial?
Generally a friendly guy.
Yeah.
I think Maz would make a terrific sports hub ambassador when we go into our new building.
Right up until the point someone steals his frozen shrimp
then
out of the,
hell breaks loose.
The freezer in the community kitchen.
Oh, they're not in
all
here today.
Hell broke loose. All bets are off. What do you think? What do you think they're doing up there on the TV screen from the Star Market Studios?
Right.
At the
Celtics
Garden
game. They're home for every Celtics game. Nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Let's go
getting
Seas,
you ready
baby
for Celtics tonight. It's a closeout night.
Close it
at
out.
At TD Garden. The fans should be going home happy after this one. The refs are in the bag. Outside of Zach Zarba. They have their instructions from the league.
They did a lot on the refs yesterday, too. So, yeah. More ref talk there. I'm sure Maz will have something on Price's injury. Maz
sure
always has those sneaky medical reports. He gets them before anybody.
Just remember, if you see any Sixers fans in the building tonight and they start acting up, it's only because they're...
Davos!
Okay, Felger and Maz are coming up next. We're back tomorrow.
Yeah. They're at the
with Dan
Star
Shaughnessy tomorrow.
Ooh.
For a couple hours. He should be good on both Celtics and the Price situation.
Yep.
He'll be in with us at noon to 2 tomorrow.
They're at the Star Market Studios.